Today, October 20th, is the feast day of St. Paul of the Cross, an Italian priest and mystic and religious founder. He founded the order called the Passionists. I'm sure some of you remember the Passionists that would come around and preach the very powerful parish missions. St. Paul of the Cross was born in Italy in the year 1694. He was the second of 16 children. Traditionally, it was the large families in the history of the church that produced a large number of vocations. The parents' openness to life and their generosity to life produced this great spirit of generosity for these young men to enter the priesthood and young women to enter the convent. In Paul's family, his father was often in financial difficulty, so he himself had to work as well as go to school to help support his own family. When he was 15 years old, he had a really conversion experience. He really realized how much God loved him and how much Jesus suffered for him. He meditated upon the crucifix, and he himself began to pray more and do acts of penance and to unite his sufferings to that of Christ. At the age of 20, he joined the army, the Venetian army that was defending the faith. But after about a year, he returned back to Italy and began to again pray and do penance to discern what God wanted him to do with his life. And he realized there were so many sinners that were unrepentant that he would meet in the course of his day. And he knew that God was calling him somehow to reach out to these fallen away Catholics and these hardened sinners that had turned their back on God. And so he felt God calling him to form a new religious community in the church that would go around and preach parish missions. And they would go around to the countries and throughout the cities and preach the love of God and to preach Jesus Christ crucified. And his preaching, he would feel, would help if the sinners knew how much God loved them and how much Jesus suffered for them, that they would be converted. And so he began to form these groups of lay people that would go out into the street and preach and do religious processions, prayer vigils, and give sermons. During his life, St. Paul of the Cross was also given the gift of prophecy and healing. There were many miracles that the Lord worked through his intercession. They say that when he preached, he was very strong and very powerful, but in the confessional, he was very gentle. As St. John Vianney said, to be a lion in the pulpit and a lamb in the confessional. So he was so merciful to sinners that his great reputation was reconciling sinners to God and bringing back lapsed Catholics and fallen away Catholics. That was the special charism that the Lord gave him. He had a great desire to evangelize England. He once said that if England would become Catholic again, the benefit to the entire church would be immeasurable. And what's very interesting, that something that he would not know, was that 65 years after his death, there would be a Father Dominic Barberi who would go to England. He was a Passionist priest, and he's the one who helped to bring Cardinal Newman, John Henry Newman, into the Catholic faith. And that began the Oxford movement, which would eventually bring over about 800 Anglican priests into the Catholic Church during that time. And so this prayer of St. Paul of the Cross took fruit 65 years after his death, with his Passionists helping to bring the great John Henry Newman into the Catholic faith. St. Paul of the Cross died in the year 1775, and he was buried in his Passionist habit, which has not changed since the year 1720. You may have seen the black habit of the Passionist. It has a leather belt, the rosary, and a large emblem of the Sacred Heart of Christ with the cross and then the image of the Passion upon the heart. And so this unique saint Again, this Italian mystic who was so devoted to preaching parish missions has influenced the church really for the last 300 or 400 years. These Passionists have continued to give these parish missions throughout the world, and other orders like the Fathers of Mercy and people like Father Larry Richards, and going around and giving these parish missions, these are sources of renewal in the Catholic Church today. And to be able to preach about the Passion of Christ and the love of God and to hear confessions, that work that is going on today throughout the Church really began with this great priest, St. Paul of the Cross.